This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, their telephone number. The website I was mentioning, klausfinancial.com. The telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift certificate to my son's favorite restaurant, Red Robin. Great opportunity there. Just listen to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Joining us this week is CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Excellent. Malia, how are you?
Excellent, but you don't qualify to win today, even if it's your son's favorite restaurant, John.
I think he likes the Big Robin in there, and he also loves that they've got the little app machine on the table. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
He sits and plays that
too
thing.
Too much
and,
fun.
Yeah, it is a fun place, and a great opportunity to win a $25 gift card. A little bit later on in the program, again, as I mentioned, just want to listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. Now, before we get to this week's topics, we're going to start the show and with an answer to last week's question of the week. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have gotten some requests on this. Some people have come in and said, hey, you know, I love that you ask these questions, mm-hmm. and then we call into your office and we, you know, submit our responses, but sometimes we don't know what the answer is, mm-hmm. right? The people on the other end of the line just say, wrong, right? So we want to change this up a little bit. So for those listeners who listen to the show consistently, we're going to ask the quiz question of the week at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. You'll have the chance to call in. And then the following week, we're going to give the answer to the previous
great.
Week. Okay. So basically, last week's question was, according to the Investment Company Institute, as of March 31st of 2016, how much was currently held in all retirement accounts in the United States? That was the question. Mm-hmm. The answer to that question is 24.1 trillion.
Whew.
With a T.
Yes, very, very cool. That's a great new feature to add there, as I know, yeah, a lot of times people say, oh, I missed it during the show and I heard the question, I just didn't get a chance to get the answer. So we'll keep you up to date on those, and don't forget, again, a way to win is listen closely. Typically, the answer comes up. All right, let's get to the Did You Know, and let's talk a little bit about, for today's Did You Know, we've got some interesting facts, don't we, as always?
Yes, we do, and so let me just make one more comment about our answer of the week. That was last week's answer, so don't call in this week. It was last week's answer,
yes.
Folks, okay? But we like to start off with Did You Knows, and one area of a lot of talk right now is mortgage rates. Where are they headed? Because everybody hears about interest rates starting to rise. And again, we like to remind people that back in 2012, 2013, we actually saw 30-year fixed mortgages hit their lowest levels in the last 65 years. So we really saw incredible rates, and we knew that that was pretty much the floor. So to see them starting to slowly bump up is not a surprise or a threat. They looked at the amount that is actually rising, so we're looking at 4 to 4.25 perhaps. And really, you're talking about an increase of like $23 a month across the board for most mortgages. So we're seeing inventory levels pretty low. So you wanna buy a house today, you might have to bid for it, which is a good sign. What we've looked at before with a conventional 30-year fixed, we expect it to be probably in the area of 4.75% by the end of this year. So definitely the time to be shopping still for a home. We're not realtors, but we know that mortgage rates still are reasonably priced. Hopefully at least our listeners are in the 3 to 4s right now. If they're in the 5s to 6s, you know, maybe they need to be looking at a refinance, because refinance rates are still hovering between 3.6 and 4%. for a 15 to 30 year. So you really need to get out there and be looking. We expect these things to trend up. And really, when that's usually one of the biggest tickets on your mortgage, or your biggest tickets of debt on your balance sheet, it's really a nice thing to have in place going forward, knowing that we're probably not going to see rates go back down the other direction for quite some time.
So I was at a party the other day, and I was talking to a friend, and it was a younger couple who haven't moved into a house yet. They were still renting, and I was talking to the husband, and he says, you know, I feel like we just missed the window. The rates had been, you know, much lower. You know, 30-year fix had been as low as 3.25%, and now they're at 4.25% on the 30-year fix. So I feel like we missed the window. I think we're just going to continue to rent for a while. And I looked at him and I go, so you're comparing to the lowest rates, like, in practically recorded history, for sure, in the last 65 to 70 years. And now that they've ticked up a little bit to maybe be like the lowest rates on average, you know, in the last 35 years, you're upset by that. And so anyways, we had this good dialogue just about, you know, you're right, you did miss the lowest possible in recorded history rates, but where they are right now is still very, very low. And I think that's the point that Malia's making is, you know, hey, certainly if you wanted to refi from a 4 down to a 3, you might have missed that window. But if you're looking to purchase a home, you know, interest rates are still incredibly low on a historical level.
It's amazing if you talk with your parents or your grandparents and find out some of the rates that they were paying over the years is stuff like we see now, or even some of the projections are saying this is great.
I encourage, actually, I don't want to get a ton of calls on this, but if you call in, you know, and you remember your first mortgage rate, and this would be for somebody between 50 and 70, my bet is that we could get a dozen call-ins right now that say my first mortgage rate was between 12 and 14%. That was just common back in the 1980s. Late 70s, early 80s. So
he is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for the Kloss Financial office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Another did you know is one of your guys' favorite words. It's an important one, which is budget. That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, you love that one, right, Sean? Yeah. Is that what your wife put you on all the time?
Yes, my wife taught me that word, and I'm thankful every day about it.
Oh, well, CJ loves this word. I'm just going to let CJ start with this, because this is really he just loves drilling this down on this. Go ahead, CJ.
We can't help people who don't know where their money goes. Let me repeat that. We can't help people who don't know where their money goes, and I'm not going to sit down and sort through 1,000 receipts. I did have one person, by the way, in the last decade I've been in business who did that. And came in and said, you know, I don't really know where my money is or where my investments are, but here's my receipts. Maybe you can help me. And I go, I very nicely said, get out of my office. No, I'm just kidding. No, the point of a budget is to say, hey, how much money comes in each month? Where does it come from? How much are you paying for health insurance and taxes and 401k contributions? And then after all that, how much money goes out? This is really actually very basic math. This is what our children get taught at a very young age to do mathematical equations. You know, hey, Jimmy, when you add 10 and 10 together, but you take away 5, what are you left with? This is all we're doing is math to see money in, money out. But if you come into a financial advisor and you say, I don't know what the problem is because I don't know how much money comes in and how much money goes out, nobody can help you. So a budget is meant to say track. Just for a period of time, track what comes in, track what goes out, and then be accountable to that based upon your goals.
You know, one of the nice things, too, these days is a lot of this stuff can be done digitally online. There's tons of resources. There are reminders. You can get your bill over the, I mean, everything.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest excuses we hear from people is, well, my credit got hurt because this one company wasn't sending me a bill and I never knew when it was due. And so I was always delinquent. And I just go, give me a break, right? You're an adult. If you need a post-it note on your computer to remind you when that bill is due, do that. But to your point, Sean, now they have technologies that'll just pop up on your phone and tell you when it's due. So don't make that excuse. Track your bills. There's technologies like mint.com. We've got a technology we offer to our clients that will budget for them and tell them when their bills are due. So there's all kinds of fantastic resources through technology.
Let's talk a little bit about the power of compound interest, which is awesome. It's awesome for some. There's also a cost then for the procrastination as you're paying interest on interest. That starts to add up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So again, back to the word budget. If you procrastinate and never do a budget because you think budget is a bad word, it's not a bad word. It's just, as CJ said, a tracking mechanism. So if we procrastinate to even start a budget, then we don't know how much to even start saving. So if we look at compound interest, and I do think as young children, we were taught about compound interest. I'm not so sure the next generation has learned about that, because honestly, the savings rate's been so low. Even my children are like, so I got 35 cents in 6 months? You know, it's pretty ridiculous in the bank. But we like to point out that if you are saving, and especially in your working years, if you're saving $10,000 a year for 30 years, so you saved obviously $300,000, if that's invested, assuming a 7% interest rate, you could end up with $950,000. So you're talking $10,000 a year for 30 years. You compare that against somebody who saves $50,000, a much higher number, for only 10 years. So here they've saved a total of $500,000. But again, if we look at 7% assumed growth rate, you know, pretty good growth rate, you're going to end up with $691,000. So the longer, the better. Even if it's a smaller amount, it has the time to have that interest grow on top of itself every single year. Yes, you have some years it goes backwards a little bit, but generally speaking, you're going to end up ahead. So the point is, do not procrastinate. Get yourself a budget. Figure out how much you need to be saving so that you can retire someday.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Malia and CJ, as well as take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can give us a call on air at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. To set up an appointment with Kloss Financial, don't forget it doesn't cost anything for that initial get to know you. Telephone number for the Kloss Financial office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Doing one of our favorite segments, which is the Did You Know You segment, just Did You Know segment. Just got done talking a little bit about budget. Let's talk a little bit about calculating future retirement income. And I would assume when you see people, this is a big question and a big part of the conversation you guys are having.
It is, yes. So future retirement income. So our niche, for those who don't know, most people who listen know this by now, but is retirement planning. So we're very good at answering questions around Social Security and Medicare and how much you should save to end up with a certain dollar amount and distribution rates, things like that. So one of the questions that people have, of course, one of them is, how much do I need to retire? That's probably the most common question. The second one is, how can I make sure I don't run out of money? And then finally, how much can I pull out of my portfolio without the risk of running out of money? So when you think of future retirement income, it used to be, we'll call it a four-legged stool. Okay, it used to be Social Security, pension, personal savings, and retirement account. Okay. So, if you talk to your parents or your grandparents, that's what almost all of them retired on. And most of that was Social Security and pension, by the way. So the minority of it was typically what they had done on their own. So retirement was a little bit more of a simplistic equation because you just work somewhere for 35 years, you retire, and kind of the corporation takes care of you type of thing. That's changed a little bit now. If you think about that four-legged stool for yourself, now it's different for each individual because here in Dane County, we still have quite a few pensions, of course, with the employee trust funds pension. But for those who don't have that pension, you go, well, I don't have the pension, so it's basically Social Security. And of course, that leg of the stool is getting a little weak right now. For those who are younger, we're not quite certain if it's going to be there in its current form. By the way, for those who are over 50, I'm not concerned about you for Social Security. There's not much risk of it going away for you. But for those under 50, that leg of the stool is getting a little weak. And then you think personal savings and retirement is really your core bucket for saving. So here's the point. When you think of that four-legged stool, which has now become a three-legged stool and may eventually become a two-and-a-half-legged stool, it just is putting more responsibility on you, the individual, to be saving. Corporations are saying, hey, I don't mind increasing matching contributions. I just don't want to have a pension that puts me on the hook if somebody lives too long. So the point of this is to say, you know, folks, more responsibility on a daily, yearly level is being put on the individual, on you and your children. So make sure that if their schools aren't teaching them about compound interest and savings rate and making sure they have enough, it's really incumbent upon us as parents to be, you know, educating our children in that way, because again, this is more responsibilities falling on the individual.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joining us now is John. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Good morning.
I have a question about a star step.
Okay.
I have a provided by my employer at one time a number of years back, and it's not a huge amount, a little bit less than $10,000, but I've had a tough time getting information on what I could do with that, whether it be roll over or what.
Yep. So, goodness, you're going to really make me dig back. SAR SEPs are not as common as they used to be. So there's SEP IRA, which we call them self-employed persons IRAs, but that's actually not what it stands for. It stands for Simplified Employee Pension. But SEP IRAs is more commonly what we see for self-employed individuals who want to save more than the $5,500 that a traditional IRA allows. A SAR SEP goes back a little bit further. I don't remember the particulars of the SAR SEP. I will tell you, if you go to irs.gov and type in SAR SEP, they have a definition of it there and exactly how you can interact with it. So I apologize. I'm not giving you an answer. But I will say this. My understanding is that it is a liquid account that you could roll over to an IRA somewhere so that you could have full and complete control of it. Okay. You don't have to leave it in the SAR SEP. So I don't know if that's answering your base question or not, but there you go.
Yeah, I appreciate the help, and I will go to the IRS site.
Great.
John,
thanks.
Thank you so much for the call, and it was interesting because when he asked that, and I'm typing it out, I'm like, did I hear him right? Because that is, I've never heard of that. We've never talked, so it's got to be very rare if we haven't covered it on this program. Got to be something that doesn't come up much.
It is, yeah. I apologize. I feel like I should know the answer to it. I used to, 10 years ago, I used to interact with them more often, and I just don't as much anymore. So
very, very interesting. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, you have questions for CJ or Malia? They'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue with our Did You Know? We started talking a little bit about the four or five-legged stool of retirement income. We'll also talk a little bit about personal savings. Some shocking statistics there. We will do all of that as well as take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to answer them for you right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget to telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And you're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number coming up a little bit later in this segment. segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Before John's call, we were talking a little bit about some of the places where you're going to draw money from in retirement. And kind of looking over the notes, I was shocked about this personal savings number. And I'm going to ask before we get an answer is, when you talk about this number, does this include, is this just retirement savings? Are we talking savings, period? Is that...
We're talking about savings, period, which in that savings includes your retirement. So this is a rate we see fluctuate. We've gone sub-zero before, trust me, to over 8%. So the rate definitely fluctuates according to, you know, the economic times. And currently, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis revealed their data from 2016, and they said that in the United States, that's currently at 5.7% as of 2016. So what that means is that out of every $100, in this case, after-tax income I'm talking about, approximately $5.70 is being saved for things like retirement and emergency expenses. So I feel like I'm the one lecturing this morning, but the fact is we need to be saving, because as CJ says, these different legs of the stool, if we're not going to be putting away enough money or not getting enough in our Social Security or we're not getting a pension, this is where we're going to need to draw money off of, is definitely our personal savings account. So 5.7%, you know, when you get a raise, that's really where you want to start looking at your own financial house and say, should I be putting a little bit more towards my retirement or my emergency savings, given your situation? So save. It's only going to help you in the future.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss. As a matter of fact, Gary joins us. Gary, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Morning.
My wife and I have a retirement account that was a rollover from a previous employer of hers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variable annuity, but it's done very well. And in 20 years, it's gone from about $30,000 up to $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a rider on it that allows you to start taking withdrawals out at a 6% rate, and it's got a guaranteed base for income.
Yep.
Once you annuitize it, you know.
Yep.
Which is about $80,000 right now, but they said that I can start taking 6% out, and if the market tanks, and it, as long as I annuitize it before it gets below $5,000, then it goes back to the $80,000 guaranteed income annuity level, and then those payments go for as long as the option you choose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, can I make a larger withdrawal than just the 6% and still have access, you know, to the guaranteed level?
Great question. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to give you a specific answer to your variable annuity, Gary, because I don't know what company it's with and when it was written and what the policy specifics are. But I will say, for those, I really appreciate you calling in and asking this question, Gary, because I hope there's other people listening. Variable annuities are not the worst thing in the world, right? Gary just gave a great example of how it grew fine. But there are complexities to it. Right. There's a complexity of, when do I turn on income and at what rate, and what is this guaranteed value that he's talking about versus the account value, and how does that interact when I want to draw more than what they're saying I can draw? And to answer your question, Gary, is I don't know, because every policy can be written however they want to write it. And so it could be that if you take $1 more than the guaranteed income benefit base, that it has what we call a blow up feature that basically just crushes the annuity. There's other ones that are more friendly to drawing a little bit extra, and they just do a pro rata reduction of your benefit base. And furthermore, the question is, how expensive is this rider? And then you're talking about annuitization, but actually income riders are meant to make it so that you don't have to annuitize the policy. It's not considered an annuitization. So I'm just giving you kind of a bunch of comments that are not answering your question at all, because I can't. But it is very interesting, because there's a lot of complexity to these. So Gary, for you specifically, if you have questions about that that you want us to answer specifically, you could call in, you know, email us a copy of the specific policy, and then we could answer it for you. But thank you for calling in and asking that question.
And I just like to ask. Go ahead.
In my head. My wife's 58 right now, and I know normally at 59 and a half you have to wait before penalty withdrawals, but she was at a previous employer, not this one, but a previous employer that she did retire from. Now, that probably doesn't apply, though, to this IRA. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, so if you leave money in an old employer-based plan, you can have what we call separation from service after the age of 55 and make withdrawals without a penalty between 55 and 59 and a half. But IRA money, anything that rolls over to an IRA, we've got to wait till 59 and a half. But by the way, I think we're running out of time, so I'm going to turn it back over to Sean here.
Gary, great questions. And the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. They can help you with some of the specifics there. Also for you, don't forget that telephone number. If you've got some questions, you'd like to get to know the folks at Kloss Financial, they'd like to get to know you. Again, when you call them and set up an appointment, no cost for that initial kick of the tires, get to know you conversation. The phone number, 608-442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, the personal savings rate of Americans in 2016 was blank. Telephone number 442-5637. It's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that prize. Don't forget that's also the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. You also find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.